Eamon McGee-Gidore into the semi-finals of the Donegal Senior Club Championship. Yous are back in the last four, but by God, you had to work hard for that today.
Yeah, we got a wee fright there today. You know, whatever it is about Bundoran last year's game, there was no wild logic to it. And then, you know, we're at a point there in the second half, we're 7 points up and cruising. And probably one eye in the semi-final, and next thing you know, it's a drawn game and we're into extra time. And in fairness to the lads, they just knuckled down to what we're supposed to be doing, and we pulled away in, you know, 4 or 5 points up in the first half extra time, and that just gave us the blanket again. So it was just about refocusing, but you know, we had to work hard for it.
Yeah. Well, why did you take the foot off the gas? Do you feel at the end of normal time? It was on 22 minutes, Gavin McBride kicked over a point that pitches 8 up, and then after that, it was all Bundoran.
It's sport.
The goal, if you look at Gary Clancy's goal, was a big score for them.
Yeah,
and somehow he got it through a wall of, I think it was 8 of his guys on the line.
It was just sloppy. We just went into a sloppy period of play, and that's sport, you know, you can keep take the eye off the ball. And, you know, Bundoran, in fairness to them, and other teams really dropped their head, but Bundoran just kept going. And, you know, they smelled a bit of blood and they kept going. Gary got the goal, and that gave them a real bit of energy. And we struggled then. We started getting involved in stuff, and we started doing stuff that we weren't about and we shouldn't have been doing. But, you know, it's a lesson learned. And, you know, Kilcare watching that there, they'll not be too worried.
Well, listen, before we talk about Kilcare and that period of extra time, it was a fantastic opening 10 minutes. So it was, you've got back to what you do best.
Yeah, and that's basically it. Then, you know, Boyler wasn't too happy at the end of the normal time, and, you know, it was about lads refocusing, doing what we're supposed to be doing, what brought us success. And, you know, next thing we're 5 points ahead, and that's what it's all about. When you play the game plan, you've got to follow the game plan, and if one or two people venture off it, you know, it causes a knock-on effect, and that's what happens.
Yeah. You can't be sloppy at all next weekend.
No, and that's one of the teams that if you're going to be sloppy, it's the one team in Donegal that's going to punish you big time. Kilcare are, they're being talked about as favourites for the Donegal Championship, and, you know, contenders for the Ulster Championship, and rightfully so when you see the players that's there. But we know each other well enough at this stage, and there'll be a good bit of homework done in both teams from both camps. So we'll see what happens, just about getting the recovery and just getting back to the basics.
Yep. Has it been finally a real testing campaign for you guys? You are the defending champions, you are Ulster champions. Has this probably been one of the most testing periods in football for this group?
I don't know, you know, the original plan was, you know, just to coast through the league, and in fairness we did that. We finished fourth, we were nowhere near operating full cylinders. We wanted, you know, the draw against Unions wasn't part of the plan, but we still topped the group, and we're just trying to move up through the ladders. In an ideal world, you know, you would have met hopefully Kilcare later, but, you know, we're meeting the semi-final, and that's the reality of it. But we just maybe...
He's on all four cylinders now.
We're not moving up through the gears fast enough, and you know that's the danger. We plan to peak for this time, but we're just not there yet.